This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine, the reprise edition of the Top 5 podcast downloaded by our show listeners in 2019. This is Ange Barry, CEO of Joy 94.9.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Toby Helligan. We're very lucky. Joy's very lucky because we've had a great radiothon result, but we're also lucky because Joy's been able to secure a new CEO, and the appointment of this CEO is announced during the week. She doesn't actually start till the 5th of August, but she was so keen to talk to our membership and to our community. He's come into the station. Ange Barry, congratulations and welcome.
Thanks very much, Macca. It's lovely to be here, and a big hello to the Joy family. I am really, really excited to be part of the Joy community and bring on August the 5th. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's you know, it's an organisation that's been around for a long time, 25-odd years. Not all of those years odd, but been around for a long time. We do survive on donations and membership and sponsorship, but we also survive on the hard work of hundreds of volunteers, whether they be board members, whether they be people working behind the scenes, whether it's on air, whether it's putting us to air, at any one time it's about 200. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I think that's amazing. I've had the lovely benefit of being involved with another community radio station, and what I've learnt with community radio is the role that we play is enormous, and without volunteers we don't exist. Most of the organisations I've managed have had substantial number of volunteers, and I'm always inspired by the passion that volunteers bring to any organisation.
You can name the other radio stations.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Turn that microphone off quick.
It's Plenty Valley FM in the northeastern suburbs of Melbourne, and Plenty Valley FM is also an emergency broadcaster. So a lot of people would see on signs when you go for beautiful drives around places like Kangaroo Ground and outskirts of Eltham and Warrandyte, you would see in an emergency tune into 88.6, and that is Plenty Valley FM. And it's also one of the most culturally diverse stations after Triple Z in Melbourne on the community in the community sector. So over, I think, 18 languages it's broadcast in, which is really terrific.
It
so
is.
Yeah, and that's a great group of people. Again, probably 200 plus volunteers there as well. So
it's interesting because I've been involved in Joy in one way or another for quite a while, but only in the last few months, like coming onto the staff as EP of the Informer. It's interesting because I've been involved with volunteer orgs before, the difference and the warmth and the kind of, I think there's a civility in those big organisations, or there's a different kind of set of social norms around how you engage with the people who keep the station on air compared to businesses or any kind of other conventional workplace where people are paid to turn up. You know, when your major incentive is money in the pocket to turn up, things change those dynamics. Like, it's really interesting. So I think it'll be, with Joy, the warmth and the empathy that's around, like how dedicated people are, has been just kind of amazing to see someone who's kind of come in and hasn't been integrated into the station before.
Yes. Yeah. I think the warmth of Joy comes across on air. Definitely. Mm. And also I've seen Joy many times in events that I've participated in, and particularly one that brings to mind, I marched in the Pride March with my two daughters. They were little, and we marched in the family section, and there were Joy people around there, and the encouragement was beautiful, and right. It just caught my attention. That was probably 18 years ago, and I looked over and went, oh, wow, you know, that's such a great vibe, and I felt very much part of a welcome community even back then. But definitely listening, and I was listening on the way in, Macca, before to you as well, and, yeah, absolutely, you can feel the warmth here, and that, I have to say, is one of the big factors that attracted me to Joy. Mm. Picking up on your point, Toby, I find that personally I volunteered myself in a lot of organisations in community radio as well, and what I find is the reward when you are paid with passion versus money is far greater, and that sense of achievement and a sense of purpose is a beautiful thing. I started my career in the corporate world, and very quickly, particularly after having a family, realised that wasn't the space for me necessarily. It was more the community sector I wanted to work in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the sense of achievement, the sense of purpose and meaning that I get from my work is far more important to me than the dollars I'm paid.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you join on August 5, and I know you'll be getting your head around it already. Let's fast forward 12 months.
Yep.
On the anniversary of your appointment, what would you... I don't know if you have a hat. I've got a couple I can lend you, but what would you like to hang your hat on 12 months' time that you've achieved? Do you want to achieve it, Joy?
This feels like a bit like the first 100 days in office kind of question,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. First 365.
I think the first and most important thing is getting to know and understand the Joy community. You know, who's here, what brings people together to this community, what they're seeking to achieve within the Joy community. So that's really important to me. Understanding the direction that the community wants to take for Joy. I think that any organisation is in an environment that is rapidly changing. So from my experience, any organisation I've led is always looking to either adapt or grow, or, you know, continually find and ratify its purpose and sense of being. So within the first year, I would like to say that we've really clearly articulated what the next step in Joy's growth is. We're on track to build the networks if they're not already in place, and I know a lot of them are in place, but maybe there needs to be some more networking done to bring in the people and resources, or reach out to people and resources in the external communities to make the wishes happen and the dream happen.
I don't want to put you on the spot too much here, but I guess it's kind of probably something that's front of mind for a lot of people. Our community's obviously been at the centre of a number of very ugly political debates for a long time now. Mm. I mean, really long before the equality campaign. Yep. And there's this sense that that's kind of continuing now. Like, it's quite hard to get away from it, really. Mm. Like, yep. It dominates the headlines. There's going to be the religious freedom debate in the next few weeks, etc. Mm. And one gets the sense that it will just be ongoing. What kind of role do you see Joy playing in pushing back against that, or in responding to that in an often hostile political environment?
Yeah, look, and coming in as an outsider, as Macca said before, so I hope I don't sort of offend anybody, but what I would say is I think right now in our community, and I mean not just the Rainbow community, I mean the broader Australian community, there is a huge need for love and inclusivity and understanding. And I do believe that's a role that Joy, I know, already does play, but can continue to perhaps grow in that role of bringing people together and not seeing difference as something to fear, but seeing difference as a beautiful thing, a unique thing that, you know, adds to the quality of society today. And that is really, I guess, probably the other thing that's really drawn me here to Joy. I'm a member of the Rainbow community. I've experienced pretty much all the issues, I think, that, you know, say lesbian women do, particularly with children and families, and negotiating the world that we live in. And what I would say is I know there's still work to be done, and particularly right now in the environment, it feels like there is a lot of pressure pushing against inclusivity and pushing against acceptance and tolerance. And I think there's a real space for educating the broader community outside of our community to understand and not be afraid and actually embrace and accept. And I think, you know, from my personal experience, that happens every day with people I love in my network, you know, educating them about me and who I am and my partner and our children and so on. So, yeah. Does that...
Yeah, I think that's a good answer. Yeah.
No, I like that. It's good.
You know, we're very proud of the honour that we have to be on air and to talk, you know, not just to our community but to the broader community. We know that a very, very large portion of Joy's listenership is not LGBTIQ, but they are fellow travellers. And, you know, for the station, you know, we need to think about the positives, but we also need to call out, as we do, the negatives.
Yep.
And take them head on, and that's one of the challenges, you know, Toby and I have as broadcasters is, you know, we need to stand up for our community and we need to defend our community.
Mm.
But that also means that sometimes we give a voice to people on the station that a lot of us actually don't want to hear.
Yep.
But, you know, we need to give them the opportunity and... you know, we're not an echo chamber. If we're an echo chamber, sure. We actually cease to be effective.
Yep.
Just quickly, Ange, so, you know, one of the challenges you're going to face, surprise, surprise, is finances. And Joy has always had a difficult journey in this. Ideas?
Yeah. I guess generating income versus fundraising. Sometimes people say the word fundraising. I don't look on it as fundraising for community groups. It's actually generating income. And I have lots of ideas on how I would like to, I suppose, approach that with the Joy community and discuss that with the community. So perhaps not in the time we have left. But what I would say is I believe that the investment in money into any community group is actually equally as important as the investment in of belief by the investors. So by that I mean government, corporate, philanthropic, individual donors, everybody around the table is around the table for reasons more than the money.
Of course.
But the money comes, of course, as the essential element in keeping us viable and keeping us going. Yeah. But it's understanding and tapping into that key messaging to get everybody around the table in the first place. And that's the fun part for me as a leader in this role.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is always a challenge in some ways converting people's emotional investment into actually, you know, poning up. I think people often resent mixing the two in a way, but it's the modern reality. Unfortunately, we need that infrastructure to keep things going.
Well, you know, we all pay money for things to make us feel better, you know, whether it's food, whether it's, you know, a drink, whether it's a holiday or something else.
Noise-cancelling headphones.
Noise-cancelling headphones, that's right. you know, at the end of the day, as I said, we're on air. We don't run on air.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, distasteful as it is, we do need to generate revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't generate revenue, then all we generate is dead air.
Yeah.
Mm.
Look, I'm really looking forward to working with you, Ange. I think it's going to be another great journey for Joy. We're very lucky to have secured you, and I'm really pleased that you're coming on board. The station always faces challenges, but strong leadership is the best way to address them.
Thank you.
So I look forward to that.
Hmm. I feel very honoured, so thank you. Thank you to everybody, and I'm looking forward to it.
Great.
Absolutely.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.